You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now, there's a growing urgency to have a global conversation about the future we are forging with artificial intelligence. Questions about the benefits and the potential costs of AI need to be asked. An upcoming University of Auckland lecture series tries to tackle the subject all throughout the month of May. And one of the speakers in the series, Associate Professor Ian Watson from the University's Department of Computer Science, is doing a talk on the 25th of May about the ethics of AI. News Director Shemena Smith caught up with him earlier this morning to learn more about the focus of his talk.
So your upcoming talk looks at the ethics of artificial intelligence.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel as though the debate around this subject is often divided into two camps, you know, those firmly for it, who have a utopian view of the future with artificial intelligence, and then those more critical and hesitant about how it will impact society. Will you be touching on each of these perspectives in your talk?
Yes, I will be. The research community is currently taking a much more sort of middle line view. So recognizing the fact that there are potential benefits to the wider deployment of AI, but also realizing that some of those innovations can come at a potentially harmful cost to society, and that society has to consider the implications of the use of AI in a much broader sense than it currently is being used. A pretty good example would be driverless vehicles or autonomous cars and buses and taxis and so forth. I mean, they'll have benefits to society in that they will reduce road traffic accidents, which is a good thing, but they'll also mean anyone that drives for a living, and there's lots of those people, potentially stand to lose their jobs. Mm. And if the decision as to whether to convert your fleet of vehicles into driverless is left solely to individual companies, then of course they'll always act in you know, interest of the bottom line and return to shareholders, etc. Now there are some people who putting forward ideas, that Bill Gates quite recently put forward the idea that robots should be taxed. So if a robot is doing a job, just as you and I are taxed, the robot should be taxed. And society could use that tax revenue to perhaps increase social welfare, but also the amount, the sort of the value of that tax can be used kind of as a lever to control how the robots are rolled out, because if the robots are more expensive, then there becomes a balancing point where it might be cheaper to employ a person rather than to employ a heavily taxed robot. So, yeah, I mean, I think there's quite a lot of interest around these sorts of ideas at the moment.
Right, so I guess you'll be kind of more taking a nuanced perspective on the issue.
Yes, I mean, certainly looking at the pros, but also considering the cons. I'm definitely not a utopian. And I think most of the AI community isn't with regard to that. There's, over the last sort of 5 years or so, there's been quite a few organizations that have sprung up that are kind of designed to encourage people to consider the implications of AI on a wider sense than just the fact that, oh, look, this AI can do this particular task.
I mean, I guess, the argument comes up still, you know, if we don't do it, someone else will. This is an inevitable, like a sort of technological determinist type of approach to it in a way.
Yes, that is true, which is why there needs to be some organisation. You can't just leave it to individual companies or individual people. Another, of course, you know, sort of terrifying idea is the use of autonomous weapons systems, which are certainly feasible. And there is a movement going forward to change or to add a new Geneva Convention, which would outlaw the use or deployment of such, or even the ownership of such weapon systems, because the point about ethics is when there's an ethical decision that is being made, somebody has to be held morally responsible. So in the current sort of, those drones that are flying over Afghanistan and Pakistan and other countries, they don't acquire their own targets and make a decision to release their weapons. There is the person that's flying them, and that's usually a fairly junior recruit, and then above that person is an officer. And it's the officer that makes the decision, once a target's been acquired, that makes the decision whether they should fire their rockets or not. And if, instead of it being a bunch of Taliban having a meeting, it turns out to be a primary school that was hit, then that officer is morally responsible and could potentially be court-martialed and, end up being demoted or end up in prison. Whereas if you have an AI that makes that decision independently itself, how can you hold the AI morally responsible? You can't really. So you might have to hold the person that made the decision to deploy it morally responsible. But with ethics, there always comes this idea that someone's got to be accountable.
Absolutely. But then, if it's a computer making the decision, then it's like, well, who is the one then that we hold accountable for things like that?
Which is why there is this movement to get the very idea of these weapon systems outlawed. Just as we decided as a society to outlaw biological weapons and chemical weapons.
And so you mentioned before that there needs to be some sort of organisation in terms of forging a future with the best sort of relationship possible, I guess, with artificial intelligence. How do you see this looking? Is it a government working with businesses type of approach?
Yes, partly. It's really a combination of interested parties. So researchers, research institutes, government bodies, industry bodies, and also international bodies, the UN and others. Because as you mentioned, it can't just be left to individuals, or otherwise there's always this notion that, well, someone will do it anyway, if it's possible. So there are organizations like, at the moment, like the futureoflife.org, which is involved in this. There's a group called the Partnership on AI, whose kind of tagline is to benefit people and society. There's the AI for Good Foundation, and their tagline is artificial intelligence to help the world. And so these are global initiatives to try and ensure that AI benefits as many people as possible.
But I'm curious, though, in terms of, I guess there will have to be updated legislation and policy in terms of building a future where a healthy, where we see healthy outcomes for artificial intelligence. How does policy and legislation stay ahead of innovation?
Well, that's why it's really important that policymakers are well educated about AI and its potential implications. And of course, we can't really expect necessarily our policymakers at the moment to really understand what the potential for AI is, because most of the general public, and politicians are no real exception here, tend to get their views on AI from watching science fiction movies.
Right, yeah. And seeing killer sort of machines out to get us and stuff.
By the Terminator. Yeah. So we really need to, that's why the AI community is making a conscious effort to kind of sit down and try and dispel some of the myths and misinformation that there is surrounding AI, whilst also being realistic about the fact that, yes, it is going to have an impact on society.
Around, up to
8,000 or 10,000.
Shit.
The Wire.
Yes, you can catch Ian's talk at 6:30 PM on the 25th of May at OGG B3, which is in the ONG Glen building on the university campus.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.